One thing's for certain. The man of Mark 7, unnamed, was a pilgrim. Why do I say that? What do we know about this man in our text from Mark chapter 7? Well, it says that he's from the region of the Decapolis. Deca is the word for 10 in Greek. Polis is the word for city. It was a conglomeration of 10 cities, the Decapolis. But this man, it says in verse 32, was deaf and mute. He was deaf and mute. He had an embarrassing condition in the community. He couldn't speak. Further, his embarrassing condition probably made it that he was the laughingstock of the community growing up. That's how bad his condition was. Now pay attention to how Jesus heals the man. It's noteworthy. The text says, Jesus took the man aside away from the crowd. Why would Jesus do that? I mean, wouldn't Jesus want a big, amazing miracle for everyone to see his power? Jesus clearly needs some prepping on social media to increase his crowd following. Why would he pull the man aside and heal him privately? What is he doing here? And then notice how it describes how Jesus heals the man. Jesus has some gestures. Pay attention. Jesus touches his ear. Jesus spits and touches his tongue. Jesus then sighs heavily. And then Jesus says, "Be opened." Why does Jesus do these gestures? He could have just said a word and healed the deaf, mute man. I mean, he had done that the chapter before. Why wouldn't he in a powerful way just say a word and just make it happen? And then the crowds would grow larger and larger. Here's why. It's the only explanation I've come up with to explain this. He wanted to be connected to this man. He didn't want this deaf, mute man to be a spectacle. He had been a spectacle his entire life with his struggle that he had. And Jesus didn't want to display power. Do you know what he's doing? He's speaking sign language to this man. He's touching his ears. He's touching his tongue. He's sighing. He's connecting with this man personally. Wow. There's no way this man would ever be a tourist of Jesus. Drive by. Just, oh, there he is. There is no way this man would be a traveler. I'm just going to hang out him from. This man was a pilgrim of Jesus Christ in his region. Now back to you. You're in the crowd following Jesus. Are you a tourist? Are you a traveler? Are you a pilgrim? My friends, every single person here, I believe, is a pilgrim. You have something embarrassing about your condition. You have something that could really become the laughingstock of the community. You are off of sin. And if you were to mention whatever it is that is that condition, it would be spread about in the community. If you were to share it, you might be known for that condition that you have. It could be a health condition that nobody knows about. It could be your current work situation, how tough it's going these days. It could be a broken relationship that you're in with your family. Now, what I realize as a pastor pastoring through a pandemic is that the constraints on people right now are tight and hard, and every person in our congregation is feeling it. And every constraint and struggle is different. And what I realize as pastor, personally, is that I can't even assume or even know the struggle or constraints that are going on in every member's harder life. No one could understand that here in our congregation. That's why we need Jesus.